This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Baskin and Phelps, those hens were clucking yesterday. I thought it might be a foregone conclusion. I'm wondering if I was trying to subconsciously speak it into existence. And maybe that you were guilty as well, and Zach Jackson and Jason Lloyd, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of folks might have been guilty of thinking that Deshaun Watson is never going to play for the Cleveland Browns again.
The other thing that always catches my ear is the conviction I hear from people saying that they think Deshaun Watson will never take another snap for the Browns. The conviction that he's done here. He's never playing here again. And I hear that and I'm like,
do you have that?
No, I don't, I'm nowhere near that.
I don't have that either. Because
I look at the big picture on this stuff, that it's not just, you know, folks are, he's done. He'll never, ever, ever take another snap here. I've heard that on the air.
They're not making the decisions.
Right. But it's not only callers. I've heard media people say it too. And I'm like, wow, that's not thinking from the real world.
Let's lay it out though. The folks who are saying it are thinking that there is going to be a better alternative here.
Well, that paints a bleak picture. That's Baskin and Phelps. I got that in the email yesterday that they put out, the email blast, which is a great, great thing. That's why you need to sign up at 923thefan.com and the free Odyssey app. And that's not just a shameless self-promotion, because I saw that and I went, beg your pardon? And I listened to that segment. I went, all right, let me think through this here.
Well, what does that mean that there's not an alternative?
I think there's an alternative. I think that a lot of things could be, quote unquote, a better alternative. But again, I got to take away the glasses.
Almost any quarterback in the league would be a better alternative than him, at least statistically, right? And obviously, in helping us run a functional NFL offense, a modern day NFL offense, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
So how could you come up with the?
I didn't come up with that.
Maybe I misunderstood.
They came up
no,
with
I know.
It.
Maybe I misunderstood what Jeff was saying at the end, but. To me, anybody would be a better alternative than what Watson was doing.
I thought he was a broken quarterback. Like, I thought he was broken spiritually, physically. I mean, he's had two serious injuries in the last 2 years, so you go ahead and spell it out. I mean, he's had three serious injuries in the history of his career, and it hasn't been that long.
And just the beating that he's taken,
yeah.
Just all the sacks. I mean, he was the most sacked quarterback.
Like yesterday when Jameis won Offensive Player of the Week, we're going to talk more about Jameis coming up at 7:20. I said, boy, either Ken Dorsey's a genius or, and there were some people getting in going, Ken Dorsey calling plays is what we wanted for Deshaun Watson. Before I go, okay, so we're just going to continue to move the goalposts here on this guy instead of actually seeing what the truth is. And I go, well, what if the Browns continue to move that goalpost? Like, I don't know how this season's going to end. He can go out there. I mean, Jameis Winston is a wild card. He can go out there and throw three picks on Sunday and end up, they get boat race, and that's the end of the day. But, man, like, if they have any sort of modicum of decency throughout the rest of this season, I don't know how much more evidence that people need. Like, and I was the one on Monday going, hey, I'm not ready just yet. I'm going to need more evidence. But if we get to any decency when it comes to offense and winning, What more can I say? I've exhausted every single possible thing I could. He needs wide receivers. You went out and traded for him. He needs an offensive line. They came back. He needs an offensive play caller. They went on, they got him. They changed their play caller for him. Like, they did all these things for him. And we need to get Nick Chubb back. Nick Chubb came back. He still looked listless before he got hurt. Like, there's so many different things. Like, what else do I need?
I gotta tell you, man, just...
Like, the contract on it's fine. I can't just play him because you signed him to a risky, irresponsible deal. I can't just do that.
I guess maybe the question just is... He's got to be on the roster, though, right? Unless the NFL intervened, unless Deshaun Watson decided to give up football. None of us see that happening, right?
I mean, no.
He's going to rehab and he's going to want to play.
Oh, I'll tell you this. Let me say this. Like, you guys are haters. I'll tell you right now. The Browns signed him to that contract. You got to do whatever you can to try to earn that money. So if that means being on the roster and they're not going to play you, fine. Like, if he needs to turn into George Costanza at play now, go right on ahead. Like, they signed you to the deal. It's their mistake. It's not yours. You go collect your money. I mean, listen, he's put himself through hell here. I think that he thought that things would change. They didn't change. It's been difficult. I think a lot of fans openly dislike him, obviously. Like, there's a lot of things they're like, no, you go get your money now. I won't fault him for that. Like, somebody brought up over at the TV station, like, hey, what if he just gives a lot of the money back and we call that? I go, are you nuts?
Why would he do that?
Are you nuts?
What does he get out of that?
I think J.C. Treader would go up to him and actually try to fist fight him if he did something like that. You can't do that. Like, no. And here I am advocating for him to go out and get his money, and I don't want him to start for the Cleveland Browns anymore. I'll be open and honest about it. I think he's a broken quarterback in so many ways. Like, I think it's time for everybody to just move on, but he's entitled to his money that they signed him to guaranteed.
I wonder just when stuff starts to go south in any walk of life, in any business, there starts to be a divorce that happens kind of behind the scenes. Like, the Browns, I wonder if all of a sudden, is the support going to be there? Like, the support they have offered him from moment one, helping him get whatever he needed in the community, like whatever roadblocks there might have been, like the Browns have gone above and beyond. I wonder if that stuff starts to erode. Like, I wonder if Jimmy all of a sudden, maybe not answering Deshaun's phone calls, if there were ever phone calls, or if there ever need to be.
You got
to
answer that.
Like,
you got
to
do
like
that.
That's the stuff I wonder just the stuff, you know, the same way that like a college team, like, they can't take away your scholarship, but they make life they certainly change the way that they
act
around you.
Yeah, but I don't like that term. Sorry. I think we could be professional about this and understand, like, hey, it's been 3 years. You've been injured seriously 2 out of the 3 years.
Like,
they carted you off. You were crying. Like, this is clearly something that's going on. And I'm not making fun of him for crying. I'm saying that this is clearly something that is emotional here, that has not gone your way. We all need to...
Yeah, will they take him off the marketing? Will he cease to exist on any of the marketing?
If they draft a new quarterback, yeah.
Well, just if he's going to be on the roster next year, will you see, like, we're looking at the... you certainly didn't see him on any of the schedules. Like, we have him right here in the...
Miles up on the schedule.
Yeah, Miles is on there.
Like, he's got the giant poster outside of the stadium, though, right on the side.
Yeah, is that taken down?
He's the starting quarterback of the football team. I would imagine he would.
But is that gone this offseason?
We're talking about next year.
Who's the starting quarterback of the football team? Because I'll tell you what, if they put him out there and say that he's the starting quarterback of the football team, I will see tumbleweeds roll through here before I find anybody who's excited about that.
Even
the most ardent supporter.
There are still, and I'm amazed, if you are still out there pounding the pavement, talking about Deshaun and saying, well, imagine Deshaun in this offensive line.
No.
Imagine him with Ken Dorsey calling the plays.
I'm not giving that credence.
But there still are some, and I'm wondering, what would it take for those people to finally jump off?
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, there's if I got five people shouting on the sidewalk as I'm walking down the street, I try not to pay attention to them. I just move on. If you have 100,000 people shouting out there on the sidewalk.
But those five people have a reason. What is the reason anybody is still defending this?
There is no reason. There is no reason for it. That's why I have to ignore it. Like, I know that what we do, and this is the biggest mistake that we make as radio show hosts, is that, yeah, we tend to take something that's a straw man and we amplify it to get some sort of enraged opinion out. I told you the other day, like, I still have people, oh, I don't know about this Cavs. Okay, we're not going to have any fun at all during the Cavs season. We're just going to sit there and fart at them because it's a regular season. Like, I'm not going to do any of that. But I just have a few of those friends who do it. I don't think it's the vast majority of Cavs fans out there. So I really don't want to give it a whole light of day. Well, okay, we have open phone lines all the time. If somebody wants to call in and say it, I guess I will give them the time of day. But I don't think I'm going to make that a big prevailing thought. I only bring these things up if I think that they are big prevailing thoughts. Yeah, there's always going to be a gaggle of people out there that because they've made arguments in the past and no one wants to admit that they're wrong, that they will continue to argue for him until kingdom come. I can't believe those people. I can't turn it into a fight for them. I have to look at what's real here. He doesn't seem to like it here. He's not physically able to do it anymore at this level. I don't know if he can process it anymore at this level. It's a broken system. It's a broken situation. We have to move on as a franchise. The contract says you can't. But realism says, yeah, you got to do what you can to move on here as soon as you can. Like, I know I mentioned Brown's prison. I have to do the time. I can't let the time do me. Bringing him out and saying, oh, yeah, he's our starter week one next year, and trying to get people excited, that's me giving up hope and sitting in solitary confinement. That's what that is. You have to try to move on to a better situation. I think everybody in that building, including him, can see that clearly. I think he'd like to have a better situation somewhere. If they came to him now and said, hey, we have a trade for you now, you think he wouldn't take that? He'd be out of here on the first thing smoking. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.